here to give a message. So, see if I can remember how. Well, this morning we had a wonderful message from Don about how God makes all things new. And last week we had a message from Rodney. And in that message that Rodney presented, he made mention of, he had a little story, and there was a little boy who had that wonderful present. And Rodney said that would be the best gift that we could ever get. There's all kinds of things that we could think of that would be really good. Of course, we know that the best gift that we can get is spiritual, and it comes from God. We read John chapter 1, verse 12. Says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. So what I'm going to speak about tonight, about us, the children of God, and becoming a child of God. In the verse it says that he gave us the right to become children of God, to be part of his kingdom. I think this is an extraordinary thing. Probably the best thing that we could ever get. To be part of the Creator's kingdom. He was our spiritual father. He created us. So we get to be part of his family. Now, one of the things that we have to do before we can become part of the family of God, becoming a child of God, is that we have to acknowledge that there is a God. We have to acknowledge that he sent his son to die for us, to pay our debt, to cover our sins, a price that we cannot pay, we cannot afford. And the first step is to acknowledge that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Then we go and get baptized in the Christ to receive the Holy Spirit. That is a huge gift, the Holy Spirit. That is God Himself living within us. Go to Romans chapter 8, verse 16. I'll help explain it a little bit. Okay. Chapter 8, verse 16 reads, "The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." So once we are baptized, become a Christian, follower of Christ, the Holy Spirit recognizes us as children of God. Now the other part is Jesus. Jesus came to earth from heaven. He left his place in heaven to come down to save us, to pay our debt. Now we know that God is a loving God. And I think the ultimate love, ultimate death, I can't find the word, but God loves us so much. John 3:16, God loved the world so much, he sent his only begotten son. I think this is a perfect example, a perfect gift of love. go to 1 John chapter 3. We read verses 1 and 2. This talks about children of God and loving others. It reads, "See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God. And such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet that we shall be what we shall be. We know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him just as He is." So it says that He has bestowed upon us great love, and He's calling us His children. And here it says that the reason the world does not know us is because it did not know Him. So if we do not tear away from the world, then we cannot know our Heavenly Father. Because if we are of the world, we are not of Him. Next one. This is actually the inspiration for this message. The fact that we, in being baptized and becoming children of God, we inherit an equal portion of the kingdom of heaven. Now, there's a song that we sing called "The Family of God," and in it, it states that we're joint heirs with Jesus. I think that's the most amazing thing ever. Jesus led the perfect life when He came to earth. He was God in the flesh. He came to experience what we go through every day. He could have done anything He wanted. He could have been a king. He could have ruled every nation on earth. But He chose to be humble. The son of a carpenter, became a carpenter himself. And then He went to the temple and began teaching. Then He started spreading His ministry. He acknowledged His group of 12, His disciples, His first followers. He made them the first members of God's family. He preached the word to them, and He told them to go out into the world and preach unto everyone else. Now if we go to Romans chapter 8, that's the rule, read verse 17, it states, "If children, heirs also, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, in order that we may also be glorified with Him." It just is amazing, because it doesn't matter who we are, how we live our life, as far as, what we do, our job, how much money we have, where our position is, whether we're famous or not. If we acknowledge God and we acknowledge that Jesus came to save us, He is our Lord, we inherit an equal share of the kingdom of heaven with Jesus. It's just unimaginable that we can be equal. I mean, it doesn't matter how many people are in heaven, we all have an equal share with our Lord and Savior. Well, I was hoping it would last longer, but Keith is going to take up what time I have not used. So I'll turn it over to Keith now.